As you know, I believe our lives are blessed by God, and God is a generous God, and God pours into our life that we can spill over into other people's lives, that we can indeed be blessed to be a blessing, that we are blessed to be a blessing. And that revelation came to me years ago, which I still use. I sign it on my emails. I put it everywhere. Blessed to be a blessing. And we're going to look at Luke chapter 6 today, just a few verses. 37 to 38. Two verses. This is the part of the Beatitudes, smaller in Luke. Matthew goes into three chapters, the Beatitudes, but Luke just gives us probably a chapter or half a chapter there. Okay, Luke chapter 6, verse 37. Do not judge others, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn others, or it will come back against you. Forgive others, and you will be forgiven. Give, and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together, to make room for more. Running over and poured into your lap. The amount that you give will determine the amount you get back. And you know, again, sad to say that many people, many pastors, many speakers will use this to get your money, to draw. So the more you give, the more you'll get. But again, that is truth. You know, God gives not just money back, but God blesses our life when we give. Do you know, we have, as I remember back, two of my favorite subjects was maths there and physics, two subjects I just loved. I can remember some of the physics stuff there, some of the laws of physics. Hope there's no students in here that's going to correct me there. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Is that right for you guys that know maths or physics? Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Also, an object will not change its motion unless a force acts upon it. Something will not change its motion. So something will not move unless it's a force pushing it. Do you know, sometimes I pray that over the church. God, for those people not moving, will you just move them? Some of you need moved. But every action has an equal and opposite reaction. An object will not change its motion unless a force acts on it. If something goes up, it's going to come down. How many of us have been on the end of that one? Myself, as I was on a ladder and overstretched and came down. And it was a thud. But there are also laws of the kingdom of God. Do you know, one of them we're going to be looking at today is the law of sowing and reaping. Have you heard that one? The law of sowing and reaping. Do you know, many of us want to see our lives change. Many of us want to see things change in our life, situations, financial situations, health situations. We want to see God. We want more of God, do we not? Well, I do. Yes. I do. And this has been a journey for me. This has been a journey for me. And I want to say I am blessed by God. And I, for those that are just getting to know us, I haven't just happened to end up here. This has been a journey. This has been a journey of giving our life, giving our money, giving our time, giving our service to God. And God has just blessed our lives. Whoa, I'm getting excited. Giving involves far more than money. God is after your heart, not your money. The pastor may be after your money. God is after your heart. And when God gets your heart, when God gets your heart, he gets everything else. Is there an amen? Is this getting too serious for you? Is this getting like a roller coaster? Some of you might need to buckle in. Giving involves far more than money, yet Jesus told of the 29 parables that Jesus told, 16 deal with a person and his money. 16 deal with a person and his money. The giving ourselves, I believe, is a spiritual act. Offer your bodies as living sacrifices unto God. And we sometimes shy away from that word sacrifice. But we are living sacrifices to God. We are living sacrifices to God, and God is calling us to offer our lives. We give because God gives to us. The greatest gift that God gave to us was the gift of Jesus Christ, his Son. Do you know, his most precious Son. Do you know, when we were in our sin, when we were away from God, God loved us and he cared for us and he wanted that relationship to be restored. He wanted you back. He wanted you back, and he sent Jesus Christ to come. He gave up his Son, his most precious, that we can receive life in all its fullness. God took all our sin, well, Jesus upon himself, and he gave us his righteousness. Wow. Now, bless me. If you want to see a change in your life, if you want to see in your life getting more time, then I believe you have to give more time to God. If you want to receive more compassion in your life, then I believe you have to show more compassion. If you're going through life saying, I don't have any friends, I just wish I had a friend, then be a friend. Be a friend to someone. Care for someone. Look beyond yourself and look to others. Is that not the gospel? Is that not the gospel? Giving is an attitude that allows us to give all that we are, all that we have, to bring God the glory. Do you know, I was someone who held on to everything. Do you know, sometimes Annette would have to prize things out of my hands. Stephen, I just feel we need to give someone this. We're not. Stephen, I just feel God is saying we have to give this person 100 quid. Well, let's give them 20. Do you know, we bought an expensive rocking chair. Oh, it was wonderful. Velvet, nice blue. I would soak in it. I would just love that. Annette had her one. And God says, Stephen, I want you to give that chair to this person. But God, this was a lot of money. I want you to bless them. And we did. And God has been working on our hearts, and he's working in our hearts and getting to that place where we just believe that nothing that we have is our own. It all belongs to God. Everything, that's my attitude, by the way. Don't know if it's your attitude, but everything we have belongs to God. Everything we have. Please don't come up to the end and say, God's told me to give me your house. Stephen, we have to get you a nice house. You're not getting it. You have to go through a net. Do not judge others, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn others, or it will come back against you. Forgive others, and you will be forgiven. Jesus is saying, if we want to be forgiven, church, we have to release forgiveness. And again, we see many things happening in our lives, horrendous things happening in our life. And when we read things like this, God, forgive them. Forgive them. God, send boils on their bum. Am I allowed to say that in church? Sorry. God, get them. We want to see them get their comeuppance. But Jesus is saying here, if you want to be forgiven, forgive. If you don't want people to judge you, what's the answer? Don't judge. Don't judge. Every careless word, every word of judgment will come back and bite us. It is the law of sowing and reaping. And I believe everything that we give financially will come back in blessing in our lives. What's God saying to you about giving? When we believe and begin to believe that God is good, that God is generous, that he is good all the time, I believe that we will begin to see our hearts change. Because we will believe that God has the best for us. Many of us believe that God is holding back until we behave ourselves or whatever, but God's a God that blesses our lives. Is not, come on, turn to someone and say, God is blessing you. Someone on the other side needs to hear, you need to increase your expectation. Do you know, Jesus here in these verses is showing us what can happen when we give. It's the overflowing blessing of God in our life. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. Do you know, as people went to get grain in the times of Jesus, some of them didn't have a basket that they could pour. So some of them would just be wearing their tunics or their clothes and they would just walk and they would lift up their clothes and they would just pour in the grain into there that they could carry home. And again, the picture here is that there's just more grain and more grain getting poured in and it's spilling over there. And that is the heart of God. That is the heart of God. Let me tell you a secret. Don't tell anybody this. This is for your ears only. We are not God. And God is not like us. God is not like us. God is a generous, overflowing with grace, mercy, love, compassion. He is God. And we are blessed by a generous God. Do you know, when I go to the cinema and Annette looks at me as I put my pick and mix on the counter and it comes up on the towel, £18.40. It costs more for my pick and mix than it did to get into the cinema. Because I use my Meerkat's voucher. So, you know, she stands and she watches me with a pick and mix. And I get that bag. I praise God for bags, not cups. And I put my pick and mix in. And I get my fist and I push that thing down. I shake it. I get more in. It is overflowing. I'm pushing it in again. I can get two more in and it. Two more. And she's like, what is this going to cost us? And I'm saying, what have you got in your bag? We can get more in your bag. Let's get that pushed down. We want it spilling and overflowing. But then when we get to that counter, how much? How much? And you know, the life, in our lives, we want the blessing, the overflowing blessing of God in our lives. But we want to pay £1.20. Am I being honest? Am I being truthful? Come on, shame yourself. Tell somebody that's me. Is that not your chair or no? Am I the only one like that with a pick and mix? No, I know I'm not. The truth is, we are God's church. We belong to him. And God has a heart for us. He wants to bless us, but God also wants to bless those that are in our circle, our family, and our friends. He wants to bless people in Tesco and Asda and Sainsbury's and Lidl and Aldi and, have I missed any? Morrison's. But we are his church. And you know, for our church and why we give of our time, of our money, of our resources, because we want to be a blessing to others. We want to provide a place where people can come and encounter the presence and power of God. We want to send people out onto the streets, into the marketplace, who just love God, who are blessed by God, who will give, generous people, who will give to others. Giving to God happens by giving to others as well. Is there an amen? Amen. We want to effectively disciple people. We want to provide, as I said, a place where people can come and just discover healing in God. That is inner healing, physical healing there, because our God is a good God. And it's going to take men and women, believers, who will give to God, who will get on to that altar and say, God, I am giving you my life sacrificially. But we will reap what we sow. That's an encouragement, but it's also a warning. It's also a warning for our lives of what we sow, we will reap. Every careless word. The giving of things to God, our giving of our time, of our resources, our giftings. Do you know, one of my, as a pastor, one of the things that I would always run out of was time. I would always run out of time. Having to play catch up, having to work extra time. And Annette's on the phone, where are you? Your dinner's on the table, it'll be another hour. And you know, I just sensed and I felt God say, Stephen, if you give me more time, you will have more time. And so, sacrifice, I had to get up a bit earlier. I had to get up earlier. It was a sacrifice. I wanted to lie in my bed. I would set my clock for 10 o'clock. And God says, Stephen, you need to set it earlier. And as I gave God the first of my day in the morning, the first of my time, let me tell you, to the day I had room left at the end, I had spare time in my life. How does that work? How does that work? When you give more time, that you get more time. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 to 15, Paul is talking about giving of our lives. Let me read it to you. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion. There's your get out clause, church. Because if you feel you're being compelled to give, do not give. Do not give. If you feel I am manipulating you to give, please do not give. Because that is not the heart of God. It's between you and God. For God loves a cheerful giver. The original word is hilarious giver. Giving hilariously. I don't have any money, but I'm giving to God. I'm giving to God. Do you know, my daughter doesn't even go to church. Made a decision years ago. Doesn't go to church. And she came as Annette and I were getting ready to leave at Glasgow Elam. Took up an offering. Nata came to us at the end. Dad, I came with £10. That was for what I had in the week. And God told me to put it in the offering. And I did. I mean, she was here to celebrate with us. But she put £10 in the offering. Someone who we don't even know came up to at the end and says, God's told me to give you £50. How does that work? How does that work? She doesn't even go to church. But it's obedience to God. We hear God and we give. And we give. And we bless. Again, sorry if you've heard all these stories before. But you know, when we were buying our house at 121 Ancrum Drive, and someone bought it, God told us that was our house. Well, told Annette. I wanted it. She believed we had it. And it all fell through. And it all fell through. And I thought, this is a blessing for us, Annette, because we can order a lot less. Because she is in a predicament. She needs that house sold. So let's phone her up. Let's say we're going to offer you probably 5,000 under what you were looking for, because she'll be desperate. And Annette would be saying, I've heard from God. And he's saying, we have to give her more. Well, you've heard wrong, Annette. Let me just turn to the relationship between the husband and the wife in the Word of God. But we blessed. And God blessed us with a home that has just been such a blessing to our lives. We heard, well, she did, heard from God, and we blessed. And God wants our lives to be a blessing to other people. Do you know, that's even the way we speak to people. Do you know, words of kindness, words of compassion, words of encouragement. Do you know, and that is even towards our enemies. Do not judge, or you will be judged. Sorry, I was halfway through this chapter. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor, their righteousness endures forever. Now, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Do you know, as we are blessed, we are a blessing to others. I believe that is how people hear the heart of God. That's how people see the heart of God. And the measure that we give will be the measure that comes back to us. Is that a blessing for you? Or is that a warning to you? The motive for giving is important. I believe it's the heart of God. God wants his church to be a generous church in every area of our life. And not just to, as I said, the church, but to those, our neighbours. Do you know, I have wonderful neighbours. They're more a blessing to me than I am to them, is what I would say. So, I mean, every 2 days, there's food at my door. I mean, my 78-year-old neighbour is making me food. Stephen, I know you like macaroni. There's a wee macaroni. Stephen, I know you like lentil soup. There's some lentil soup. I'm like, Annette, why are we buying food? We've got Linda who's providing it. It's a blessing of God. Linda is a blessing to us. Do you know, what do we do for Linda? We pray for her when she's a bit upset. We are with her. We go and just talk to her. Do you know, that's what we do. We just be good neighbours. And we do that to our neighbour. We pray for our neighbours. And you know, giving is giving that time praying for your neighbours. Do you know, Annette and I, they must just think, they're not out walking for long. We just walk round our block. 8 houses. And Annette and I, we just pray over the block of houses. God, would you bless our neighbours? Would you just keep our neighbours safe? And not many of them come to us and say, can you pray for this? But when we have conversations, they just spill out and they talk to you. Be a blessing. Be a blessing. It's a grace on our life. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 talks about a grace of giving. And I believe that's a secret. Because naturally we won't want to give. We want to hold on to. Even in these climates today. My time, my money, my stuff. And God is calling his church in these days to operate in a different kingdom from the way the world kingdom works. That we can indeed be a blessing to others. And I believe it's hearing what God is saying. Hearing what God is saying. God, who do you want me to bless today? Who do you want me to bless? And sometimes God gives us a word for someone. Sometimes it's money. Sometimes it's a chair. Sometimes it's something else. But it's listening to God and being obedient to him. We are saved, church. If you're a Christian here, you are saved because of the grace of a giving God. And we, as believers, can operate in that grace of giving. Because we are blessed to be a blessing.